Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, hey, everyone. Good morning. Or maybe it's the afternoon where you're listening to, or maybe it is even in the middle of the night somewhere. And I'm so grateful that we have people that are listening to the program from really all over the world. And it just never ceases to amaze me what God does in our obedience, and just to see Him do what only He can do, because He is our God, He's our Father, He is our promoter. Well, if I just start going down the list, it's going to be a while. But it's a blessing to be back with you again today for a whole hour and a half. I'm excited about that, and I want to hear from you today. And I want to just give you an opportunity to share. And it's going to be a little bit different program than what it ever has been, because, again, I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what God is speaking to you. And depending on how many people call in, you know, you won't be able to have a whole lot of time. But in a few sentences, in a small paragraph, maybe you can just share your heart. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But praise God. We had the prophetic healing gathering this past Sunday night on February the 1st, and what a blessing. It was just such a blessing to be back in the pulpit. I hadn't been to the pulpit in a month, or excuse me, in 2 months, since December the 5th. And so it was just an honor and privilege to be able to speak the word of the Lord and to be able to minister to those that had needs that God met. And it was just a great time in the presence of the Lord. And I want to invite you, anytime you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come on out to Church of His Glory, and we'll welcome you, and you can worship with us. Glory of God is always here. The presence of God is always manifested, and you know what an amazing blessing that God would come like He does, and, you know, just minister to us His presence and His glory. And, you know, sometimes after people leave and a week's gone by, sometimes 2 weeks, people still have testimonies about what God did. Just like many of you that have been listening to the program for so long, and I just appreciate that, your support through your giving and your support through your prayers. And for all of you who the past few months have been praying for me, I'm just grateful for that. And I am on my way to good health, and God is blessing me. And I know I shared this several months ago, back in September, whenever I had gotten several bad reports. And one of the reports that I had gotten is that I was losing my hearing in my right ear. And I just want to give God all the glory and honor. Three weeks ago, when I went to the specialist and they did the testing again, and my right ear has been totally healed. The lady, I forgot, and it just forgive me, what her proper title or what she is, but she does the hearing test. And so when she did it, and afterwards, her eyes were just, she just looked at me and she said, "Your right ear is completely symmetric to your left ear." She said, "You have perfect hearing in your right ear." And so praise the Lord for that. I've got the graphs to show the test that I had in October of last year that showed the decrease in my hearing. And this last report, the graph that they did, it is just symmetrical with the left ear on the chart. So to God be all the glory and honor and praise. I'm so grateful for that. And as time goes by, I'll be sharing more testimonies with you. But, you know, on the way coming in to the church this morning to do the program, I just started focusing on and thinking about what a healing God we serve. And He is the great physician. He is the all-time healer. I mean, God has been healing from the beginning, and I'm so grateful that there's nothing in our lives, in our physical bodies, that we will go through or could go through that Jesus did not pay that price for that healing to be manifested in our bodies. And you know, as I was just thanking the Lord, as I was praying for each of you who would be calling in today and who would be listening to the program even later on this month or later on this year or whenever, as I was just thanking the Lord for who He is and for what He has made available and possible, something really rose up in my spirit. And, you know, we pray for God to heal us all the time. And this is no condemnation towards anyone because I've done this myself, but I was just so quickened in my spirit as I was praying. And I was praying for someone specifically. And I said, "Lord, please heal." And then all of a sudden I was just quickened. And the Holy Spirit said, "My healing power is already in you. Divine health is already in you. Release," He said, "release my healing power. Release healing virtue to flow." And I don't know how to explain it, but something just opened up. I mean, it was just one of those moments where it was cloudy, and all of a sudden the clouds broke apart and it was just clear. It's just like I could see so clearly. And we have been praying and asking God to do what He's already done. Now, I hope this is ministering to somebody today. And I hope even right now, you know, you can just begin to go ahead and speak and just say, "Father, thank you that I am already healed. You've already healed me, and thank you for your healing power in me being released." Somebody just go ahead and release the healing power of God that is in you. Divine health is already in you. You have been equipped with divine health. And so I started thinking about the body of Christ in this year and how, you know, several of us have struggled, and for me personally, since last September, it just was like a domino thing, one thing after another. And there's a lot of parts to this, but I'm just focusing on this part here right now, and that is that we need to quit asking for what we already have. It's already there in us. And so I pray that this is ministering to somebody today and that it's helping you and that your focus is going to be not on your what's going on in your physical body. You know, in September, when I broke my foot, you know, that was the first thing. And then I got my social security number was stolen, and then I got the bad report about the hearing deficiency, and loss in my ear. You know, it was like three things just within a couple of weeks. I mean, probably not more than 2 weeks. But I refused to say, "Oh God, why is this happening to me? Oh Lord." And you know, you do start checking your heart. You know, Lord, what is there sin there that opened the door up? But you know, you have to get beyond putting yourself down, demeaning yourself, and treating yourself not like what the Father and Jesus would treat you, and realize that God's already made a way for however it needs to be addressed. But you know, right away, you know, the best thing that I have found in all these years of walking this journey is, excuse me, is when something negative happens. Excuse me. Okay, there we go. When I get a negative report, is to immediately speak the word. When I get a negative report, to speak the word. And so, of course, when I got the report about, you know, my foot being broken, I mean, I had a pretty good idea that it was, since my little toe was laying over to the side instead of leaning into the other toes like what it had been, and the swelling and the bruising, et cetera, et cetera. But I just started speaking the word of God. I said, "God, thank you that I'm healed. God, thank you that my feet are beautiful and that they will still carry the gospel. I will still carry, my feet will carry me, and I will speak the gospel. I will preach the gospel. My feet are beautiful, broken but beautiful." Someone needs to hear that today. You may be broken in your life today, wherever it is, but God sees you beautiful. Whew. He doesn't see the broken pieces. He sees you whole and complete in Him. He sees you as His righteousness through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, that paid that price for you to have the righteousness of God, or to even be the righteousness of God here in this earth. Hallelujah. Ooh, somebody needs to grab hold of this. No matter how broken you are today, you are beautiful in His sight. You are beautiful to Him. And you know, if you can just quiet yourself before Him in the midst of being broken, you might just hear Him start to sing, "You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?" Woo. Hallelujah. Now, y'all just, I haven't been singing in a while. I'm getting my breath back. My lungs are getting stronger and stronger. And so I'm just singing. I just sing anyway. So hopefully you received the anointing just then. But that's what He's saying. You're beautiful. He wants you to see that, even though you're broken. So you know what? I just kept on speaking that, kept on speaking that. And then, and then the report came, you know, AT&T called us, the fraud department, and someone was trying to purchase a $800 phone on our, on my account, you know, because it was under my social security number, and because they had gotten it, and it was just like, okay, you know what? I didn't realize. I thought, okay, you know, my foot's broken, and someone showed my identity. So the first thing that came to me was, my identity is in Christ. It's not in my circumstances. It's not in the things that I'm going through. And little did I know that I was actually prophesying and speaking over myself for what was to come, you know, the next 5 months, these past 5 months. And so, you know, and I just kept speaking, "Lord, thank you because I'm telling you, one thing happened and then another and then another and then another, and it was just one bad report after another. I don't think I've ever had in a period of time in my life so many bad reports in such a short period of time. But that was there. The word was there. My focus was not on someone stole my Social Security. My focus wasn't on, you know, the devil's trying to steal my... No, my identity is in Christ, period. No matter what I'm faced with, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what you are faced with, no matter what you are going through, your identity is in Christ. And if you look at yourself, if you look at your circumstances, if you look at what you're going through, and you begin to respond out of emotion and feeling instead of faith, you are not going to succeed in what and how God wants to and how he's bringing you forth and what he's wanting to do in your life. You will stay stuck in that moment and in that place. And so you rise up. You just simply rise up and start thinking, and Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, that my identity is in Christ. Father, thank you that I was created in the image of you, of your Son, and of Holy Spirit. The Word of God, it negates, it refutes any negative report, anything that is not lined up. And you've probably heard me say this probably hundreds of times throughout these past, well, in April will be 5 years that I've been doing the radio program here. But, and that is that his words are life and spirit. God's word is life and spirit. Jesus said that in John, I believe, chapter 6, verse 38. And if I'm wrong, forgive me and look it up yourself. But just look it up. But that is the truth. He said, my words are life and spirit. Life and spirit. And, you know, if you'll speak that to yourself every day, just start speaking that. Lord, thank you that your words are life and spirit. God, thank you. Your words, they're my life, they're my spirit. And, you know, there, it's unfortunate that there are those that are rising up that are saying the words, and this isn't hearsay that I'm speaking right now. This is what I know because of, well, we'll just leave it like that. But there, you know, people, pastors, there are some pastors, there are some leaders that are rising up and saying that that the Bible, the Holy Bible, the Word of God is just words that have been written by men. They're misinterpreted, and the word was only written even in the New Testament for what was going on at that time in history. And my Bible says in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my Bible says that his word is the only thing that is going to remain. Nothing else. His word shall not pass away. And so we have leaders that are speaking and saying so many things that are contrary to the word of God. Listen, you got to wake up, find your identity, find out what the Holy Bible says, find out what God has said about you. They're not misinterpreted and incorrect scriptures. I mean, it's unfortunate that there has been even posts about that the Word of God is just doctrine. It's not God really speaking. It was man speaking. Hogwash. He said, my words are life and spirit. Now, you have to understand, I'm not mad at any person. My righteous indignation and the anger that I feel in my heart is towards the enemy, because he has so deceived even the very elect. Just as God said in his word, there are so many that are deceived right now. And so our identity is not in the things that we're going through. And you know, you can't, when you're doing something that you know that is out of alignment with the word of God, you can't just say, oh, well, this is who I am. Well, this is just the way I was born and blah, 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 blah. No, it's, you know, you have to be open to the Spirit of God, subject it to the Holy Spirit to know, to see what is the word of God, what is God saying. And, you know, my heart has just been, well, it has just been grieved because of so much that is incorrect, but right now, and that's a pretty good sign. For quite a time, the Lord's had me to be speaking that out of Isaiah, that the glory of the Lord, now come on, the glory of the Lord rising up, but at the same time, gross darkness is covering the earth, even people. And it's happening. It's not going to happen. It's, you know, it's happening, and it has been happening. And I'm just going to say this too. Wow. And, you know, please don't send me any hate mail. Please don't, you know, well, just be careful what you say or do. But, you know, all of the talk about Katy Perry and, you know, we, you know, what it was the best halftime show and blah, blah, blah. And she gave God glory. She tweeted on Twitter and gave God the glory and so forth and so forth. Listen, don't be deceived by words that are spoken that, you know, you have to know people's hearts. And there's such controversy about, you know, about that whole, just about the whole issue of halftime and what went on and say a lot of things. And then you had others that rose up and was really offended by what Christians had said. You know, we need to get focused back on Christ. We need to be focused on what he says. You know, what is his word? And if you're not in agreement with something, there's so much controversy now on Facebook. It's you know, it's sad that there's so many negative things. People are just putting their opinions out there. And you know what? Who cares about your opinion? Because your opinion stinks. Just like a person, just like your nose does. Everybody's got an opinion. Your nose doesn't exactly smell good. Neither does your opinion. Opinions don't matter. And so it's, you know, it's become a very opinionated instead of people encouraging and building up and edifying and exhorting and even speaking words that may shake others, but it's the word of God. And because identity has been put into, our identity has been put into so many other things but Christ. And so we've got to get back on track. But anyway, I didn't mean to flow off into that, but maybe I did. Because it's just, it is a dark time, but on the flip side of that, it is a bright time. You know, it's a great time in the kingdom of God because God is arising and our enemies are scattering. Enemies are being manifested. God is manifesting the darkness in and through our lives. The anointing is causing such great manifestations of God's power, but also manifestations of that which is dark so that we can speak to the dark. And so out of that incident of someone stealing my Social Security, you know, no one can steal from you. I know we hear about the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've been teaching on this that scripture passage in John chapter 10, actually starting with verse 1, for years, that the thief is not the devil. It's not the devil. And so, and people have been saying for years and years and years, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is not scriptural. The thief is a person. And I know people don't want to, you know, to admit that or believe that, but you have to read the whole. God is talking about those who come in illegal. People try to get into places. They try to get into positions. They try to get into organizations. They try to get into places of authority, but illegally. And, you know, what does that mean, illegally? Any way but the right way. And the right way in everything that we do is through Christ. It's in Christ that we move, that we live and move and have our being. It's in Christ and it's through him. And so any other way is illegal. And so the chapter is talking about thieves and robbers. And then, unfortunately, people come to steal, to kill, and destroy. And, you know, the enemy uses people. I don't like to say that. I would rather say all the time, you know, that God's using us. God's using people. But, no, the enemy can use people, too. And so, you know, let me get back on here. So I just kept on speaking. So all the things that began to happen and unfold in my life from September through, you know, just a few weeks ago, everything that has been happening, it's my identity is not in what has been going on physically in my body, what has been going on financially in my life, what has been going on emotionally because of what someone says. There's been more. I've had more attack that has come against my character and integrity in these last 5 months. And you know what? To God be all the glory and honor, because I refuse to bow to Nebuchadnezzar. I refuse to bow to the level, if you will, or to the place to where it's not Christ in me. I'm not going to bow and get on the level of other people and argue and all of that stuff that's religious. I mean, there's so much, unfortunately, there's so much that the enemy is trying to get people bound up in and to distract. There's great distraction going on right now by the enemy, and he's using whatever he can use. And so, as I said in the beginning, the second thing that happened with, you know, with my Social Security being stolen, you know, you only get one Social Security number, and that's it. They don't replace it. If you lose your card, you go to the records building or wherever it is that you go to, and you get another card, a replacement card, but it's the same Social Security number. Your identity in Christ is the same as it was and as it is and it will be, because Christ does not change in your life. He is the rock. He is a solid foundation in your life. He is the rock. God does not change. He is the same in you. And so you know, I just kept speaking that, and again, I was actually prophesying over myself, not even realizing all of the things that I was going to be faced with in every area of my life. And then the third report that I got, here this comes along, and that was with my hearing. And you know what, right away, you know, I didn't go, oh my gosh, I'm losing my hearing in my right ear, and oh no, I'm going to have to wear a hearing aid just like other people and blah. No, I just didn't go there. I didn't speak that stuff. And what I began to say is, Lord, thank you that I'm going to hear you even more clearly than what I have been hearing you. Father, thank you that my hearing is going to be better than what it is. Because you know what? When God restores your health, your finances, your relationships, I taught this at our prophetic healing gathering. And because the two things that the Lord gave me about this year is that it's a year of recompense and restoration. And so for something to be restored, we always hear, and you probably have said this, and we hear this, that it's going to be restored back to what it was. Well, biblically, that's not correct. And biblically speaking, when something is restored, it is going to be actually be restored to its original state, but superior. It's going to be superior. Come on, somebody. It's going to be superior to what it was. And so what does that mean? Because it's when something is restored in Scripture, it always grows and it always multiplies or improves, so that its final condition is superior to its original state. Woohoo! Come on, somebody. And so be encouraged with that. So you know what? My hearing, my physical hearing, is she told me that it was symmetric, that it was as good as the hearing on my left ear. But spiritually, what I have heard by the ears of my spirit, what I have been hearing, it's been so clearly. And so, you know, I'm not being deceived about things. And I give God all the glory for that and the grace. I'm not boasting in myself. I'm giving you a praise report of what God has been doing. My clearing is superior to what it has been. And there's a multiplication taking place. I've been growing. God wants you to grow. He wants you to multiply. And he wants you to improve in different areas in your life. There are things right now that I know many of you could just start thinking of in your life that you need to improve. And God, by his Spirit, by his sweet Holy Spirit, is going to help you to accomplish that in your life, because you are going to receive even more. I mean, it's a season, again, of growing in the Lord. It's a season of multiplying and improving in areas in your life. And so that is what has been happening in my life, and it's really been glorious. It's been a great time, even in the midst of everything negative. But those are just three things that I'm sharing with you. But everything that has come along, it's you speak the word so that the word begins to manifest. Because remember, whatever you speak is creating your world. And so, you know, you can't just hear, you have to speak. You have to speak. Speak. What do you want? Quit speaking, quit complaining. What if I would have said, oh no, I'm going to have to wear a hearing aid? And no, I'm not going to speak that into existence. Your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. And we speak either life or death. And that's nothing new, probably, for everyone that is listening right now. That is nothing new, but we still say the wrong thing. We still speak words that isn't the word of God. And then you've got, unfortunately, we have leaders rising up that's not even teaching the word of God. they are teaching false doctrine, just like what the Word of God says. And so speak the Word of God, declare His Word, decree it, and speak what is in heaven, that it be manifested in the earth. And I mean, praise God for His mercy and His grace, but I'm grateful for what I've been through. Well, let me say it like this. I'm grateful that God is seeing me through. I'm grateful for His word that has been manifesting, that His compassion, it fails me not. I'm grateful that His mercies are tender and new every single day. And so be encouraged today that God really is for you. He really is in love with you. He doesn't just love you, He's in love. But He does love you, and you love Him because He first loved you. That's what His word says. His words are life and spirit. His words are life and spirit. Tell yourself that every morning when you get up. Thank God. If you want to do this, I'm not telling you you have to do it, but just get up and thank Him. God, thank you that your words are life and spirit to me today. But then you know what? Get the word. What is the word that God is speaking to you? And someone might say, well, I don't really know. You know, he didn't really tell me. Well, you know what? Then just open up the word or go to, sometimes when you open up the word and you'll be flipping through and it's like, no, that's not it. And then finally you flip to a place to where it's like, this is it. Sometimes God uses that way. And other times you just get that knowing in your spirit, I need to go to and read. Or you know what? Get the word of God in you that concerns your situation. You have to get the word on your circumstance and on your situation. And you speak it and you keep declaring that word until you see it manifest. But I'm just being quickened again to encourage you, whatever physical ailment you are facing today, go on ahead and speak the word of God. Speak His word and just begin to thank Him. Father, thank you that I am already healed. I don't have to ask you to heal me, but Father, thank you that I receive your healing. I believe your healing. Your healing is on the inside of me. Father, release your healing power throughout my body. Father, thank you that your anointing is destroying the yoke of bondage of sickness, the yoke of bondage of disease. There are several that are of you that are, you've encountered things in your body that you've been believing God for so long. And I speak that healing to manifest into your body right now. Every vein that in someone's neck right now, you've had migraines. And I just speak the healing power of God that every vein is opening up, and no longer will those veins be restricted in your neck, but they're going to open up right now in the name of Jesus, and the blood's going to flow through properly, and the migraine headaches are going to cease today in the name of Jesus. Or whenever you are listening to the program, it may not be on February the 4th, but I prophesy to you today that those migraine headaches, even if you're listening to the program in August or it's December right before Christmas, those migraine headaches are ceasing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And stomach issues, stomach problems right now in Jesus' name. I speak to the problem that you've been having in your stomach, in your in the upper part, just almost, I want to say, even going into your esophagus right now in Jesus' name, I speak healing right now, that the healing power of God would be manifested in your body right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, stomach issues are going to cease right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the healer is alive and well, and he lives by his spirit on the inside of you. This is going to be a great year of God restoring so much. I mean, get ready and remember, it's your the final condition is going to be superior to its original state. Hallelujah. So it's not going to be just like what it was. It's going to be better. I'm so glad that God, that he continues to just bless us, and he does things better. I mean, they just keep getting better and better. And I'm just quickened to just going ahead, and then I'm going to start taking your calls, because I want to hear, as I said at the beginning of the program, I want to hear from you today. I want to hear what's on your heart. And again, as I said earlier, you know, just a few minutes, everyone can't, you know, talk 20 minutes or even 10 or 15 minutes. But I want to hear these things to you right here. Excuse me. And you just receive them as they apply to you and to your life. But God is going to restore health. He's going to restore life. He's going to restore sight. He's going to restore hearing. He's going to restore your status. He's going to restore fortunes this year. He's going to restore buildings, homes that you have lost. And he's going to restore authority. Hallelujah. A great year of restoration. Remember, you're going to grow. You're going to multiply, and you're going to improve in those areas that you have sought the Lord and that you desire to see improvement in, no matter what it is, whether it is your marriage, your children, your relationships, your job, you know, your finances, your health. The improvement is going to begin. I ought to just say improvement is beginning today. I'm going to begin to multiply, and I'm going to grow, because God is restoring to me. And my final condition is, ooh-wee, hallelujah. See, I'm speaking over myself as I'm speaking to you, and I feel that in the womb of my spirit, in the gut of my spirit. And so I'm going to say the eight things again. This is what I shared Sunday night at the prophetic healing gathering. And as I shared with them, you know, this was a word not just specifically to everyone that was there, but it's for the body of Christ. This is to the body of Christ. And again, God is going to restore health, life, sight, hearing, status, fortunes, buildings and homes, and the authority in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And so I'm just going to pray for you right now, and I'm going to speak these things over your life, and you receive by faith what you believe that, what you've been believing God for, and what you receive, you receive it by faith right now. Father, I pray right now for all my precious brothers and sisters who are listening to the program, whenever it might be. But today, Father God, on February the 4th of 2015, I speak your word over your sons and your daughters. Father, I release your word right now that restoration is going to begin to manifest in their lives. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the restoration of health for those who need health. Father, for the restoration of life, Lord God, spiritual life, everything pertaining to their life, Father God, godliness and just everyday life, Father God, I speak the restoration of life over their lives right now. I speak restoration of sight, Father God, where they've been blinded and where they've not been able to see. Father, I thank you for restoration of sight, that the eyes of their spirit will begin to see that which has been clouded by their circumstances, clouded by a lack of identity, by a loss of not knowing. Father, I thank you for restoration of sight. Father, I thank you for restoration of hearing. Father, that your sons and daughters are going to begin to hear. Father, they're going to begin to hear your word. They're going to begin to hear you speak. They're going to begin to hear what your word says over what their circumstance says. Father, they're going to be able to hear. They're not just going to listen, Father, but they're going to hear so very clearly. Father, I thank you for the restoration of fortune. May have lost businesses, those that maybe have lost, maybe they were in a will and then they were taken out of a will. And Father, maybe they had a savings and what they considered was a little fortune, a small fortune, a big fortune. Father, just fortunes that they have had that they've lost, Father, I thank you for the restoration of fortunes. And Father, I thank you for the restoration of buildings and homes. Father, maybe some pastors are listening and they were evicted from their buildings. They lost their buildings, Father God, during the recession, or people have lost homes, Lord God, because they no longer had the finances for their home. Father, I thank you for the restoration of buildings and homes. And then, Father, I thank you for the restoration of authority. Father, I thank you for those that lost their authority at given times in their lives, whether it was in their homes, with their children, or maybe at their place of employment, Father God. They lost that place of authority. Father, maybe authority that they had in businesses. Father, whatever it might be, Father, I thank you wherever it may fall into. And Father, I thank you right now for the restoration of authority in my brothers and sisters' lives. Now, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are restoring, that there is recompense and restoration, that your sons and daughters, that they're going to even be repaid for things that have been lost, Lord God. They're going to be compensated and rewarded for loss and for harm that they've suffered. Father, they're going to be reimbursed for money that was spent that they shouldn't have spent, money that lost, money that should have been reimbursed for losses that they had but never was. Father, costs that weren't covered when circumstances and situations arise. Father, I thank you, Lord God, they're going to be even compensated for damages that have been incurred mentally and emotionally by things that people have said, by tones of voices that has robbed them emotionally and mentally. Father, I thank you that they're going to be repaid for kindness that they've sown and they haven't reaped. Father, I think they're going to repay it, those that should have been kind to them and weren't. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that mistakes that have been made where there was a loss because of that mistake, whether it was the mistake that they made or a mistake that was made towards them on their behalf. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that there's going to be restoration, that there's going to be an amends. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for recompense and restoration for my brothers and sisters. Father, I speak this word. I prophesy it as your servant, as your prophet. Lord God, I speak it into their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone that is in agreement with the word of the Lord, say amen right now. Just say amen Amen. Say, Father, I receive it by faith. I see it by faith. Hallelujah. And I'll see it manifested in the natural. Just going ahead and speak that and declare that. Remember, create your world. What do you want? What do you believe? What do you want? According to God's will, and speak it and keep speaking it. Don't give up on it. Keep speaking it. Y'all heard me share this just back in December on one of the programs when the Lord had me to bring prayer before the board of the law enforcement support committee that I'm on here in our town. And the Lord had me to bring prayer to the board as new business. And there were excuses why we couldn't vote on it. You know, the majority of the board wasn't there, or there wasn't enough people outside of the board. Or, I mean, month after month after month, 17 months went by. After 6 months, I said, Lord, are you sure this was you? You know, was I really supposed to bring prayer before the board? You know, because half of the people were heathens. And I don't mean that in an ugly way or anything. That's just a true fact. But God to bring it before the board. And then a year went by. Well, then, y'all, a year and a half went by. But you know what? Every time I asked, God would say, Diane, do you trust me? Because God was working. He was working in the hearts of officers, of liaisons that was on the board, and just the people, you know, on the board, the people that was a part of the committee. God was working in their hearts. And the 17th month, it took 17 months, but finally, after 17 months, praise God, they voted. And prayer became a part of our meetings. And from that prayer, the chief of police in the different departments, you know, wanted prayer. They asked me to pray for some of the officers. You know, I got to pray with our governor, with our mayor. I got to pray with our mayor and his wife and to our congressman, it was a, God just did what he could only do. Do not give up when the Holy Spirit has put something in you and it's there in your spirit. You nurture it with prayer and speak it and declare what God said. And so 17 months. So whatever area that you grabbed a hold of today by faith, whether it was health or life or fortunes or status or buildings and homes, authority, hearing, life, sight, whatever it was, you keep speaking it and keep declaring it and know that if God said it, He said it. He's saying it to you today through this vessel right here. I'm just a vessel. He's speaking it and he's saying it. Then it is up to you. My responsibility is to speak what he says. And then you grab hold of it and you nurture it and you pray over it and you cover it and watch and will manifest. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. What an awesome God. I'm just so blessed. So blessed at what God is doing. And I cannot wait to continue to hear your praise reports. Well, I'm going to start taking your calls right now. And I just want to put, let me do this because we've got about 30 minutes left on the program today. And again, I want to hear from you and what's in your heart and what the Lord is speaking. I've never done this before like this and let you just encourage because, I want to hear from you. And so before we get started, and And as you're sharing, if it becomes too lengthy, I'm going to have to cut you off. So be thinking about what you want to share and what you want to say, but then don't get offended if I have to tell you, I'm sorry, if we need to go to the next person, because I want to give everyone the opportunity to share that is calling in right now. And you've hit the one or whatever it is to be able to share something. But I do want to invite you again, anytime you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to come to Church of His Glory. Go to the website, www.churchofhisglory.org, and come and worship with us. Your life will be changed in the holy presence of a holy God and in His glory where miracles are manifesting. Also, go to my website, www.doveministries.com. I have a lot of speaking engagements that the Lord has opened up for me. I've got some, in fact, this next weekend here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you are here, you're welcome to come and just go and look those up. And then next month in March, I want to give a shout out to my friends up in Chicago. I'll be ministering at the it's the Chicago North Suburban Women's Aglow Retreat. I'll be the retreat speaker ministering at all of the services that they have. And so if you're in the Chicago area, come on out. And I would love to see you. I have a lot of friends in Chicago. Years ago, I used to go and minister in Chicago a lot. That was the hub area that where the Lord started me off in ministry. And so I want to see y'all in Chicago. And maybe we can go eat some of that yummy pizza. Now, I won't be able to have time to do that this time, but I believe that I'll be back again soon. And y'all pray that all the snow will be gone, because I don't want to get stuck there like I did one time back in the late 90s. It was the worst snowstorm they had had in 40 years, and I got to be there. You could not even see the freeway from my hotel room because like when the wind's blowing and rain's pouring down, the snow was just pouring. You couldn't even see when I could walk out of my hotel room and walk over to the freeway. That's how close I was, and then I wasn't able to see it. But anyway, I don't want to get all off on here, but I just want you to go and wherever I am to come on out, because I'd love to see you and meet you if I've never met you before as a Facebook friend or a Blog Talk Radio friend, as a partner. It'd be a blessing and honor to see your sweet face and to give you a hug. So, okay, well, I'm fixing to start taking your calls. And so I'm going now to area code, and there's a couple of 216 area code calls on here, but this one begins with a 3. The fourth number is a 3. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Apostle Diane. It's Joyce in Ohio. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad. And I just want to say everything you said, that restoration, that's what the Lord has been speaking to me, and that's just awesome. And you named eight things, and eight is new beginnings. And there are eight things.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just so glad to hear your voice, and it was an awesome teaching. Thank you so much. I won't keep you.
You're so welcome. I love you. I love you, and thank you for sharing that. And I just pray that encourages everyone that you've been hearing. That's what God's speaking to you. And the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So thank you so much.
He's shown me where, like, the enemy sometimes will, like you were talking about different ministers or whatever, not really teaching the Word of God. And the enemy does that, and the Lord was showing me, no, this is what I said. No, this is what I said.
Praise God.
So what an awesome, awesome teaching. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. And do you need prayer for anything, or did you get covered in prayer when I prayed, or what?
I would like a quick prayer if you would just agree. I really, in my heart, I really would just love to teach the Word of God, and so God would have to, you know, do that for me. So if we could just pray about that.
Okay. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you said in your Word that as we, but I'm speaking on Joyce's behalf, that as she delights in your will and your Word, that you would give her the desire of her heart. And Father God, I believe that that teaching the Word is a desire in your heart, Father, that you have placed in her heart. So, Father, I ask you to give Joyce the desire of her heart according to your will, Father God. Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much. And again, it's just so good to hear you. So good.
Thank you so much. I love you, Joyce.
I love you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Praise God. That's powerful. Powerful, powerful. Okay. Area code, let's see, here we go. 646 is on the line. Is this someone in New York calling?
It is, of course. Well.
Hi, Helena.
Thank you so much. And I just want to bless God for your testimony. I'm rejoicing with you, and I give God praise. It's a wonderful testimony. He is our great thing that we have in life. I just want to thank him so much because he's been manifesting himself in my life as well. And, you know, I just want to bless him for proving himself in our lives to be who he says he is. He's awesome, awesome God. And
praise
I just want to thank you. A lot of words that you spoke into my life that the Lord said he was going to do is just manifesting, and I give him all the glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I love to hear that. God is moving. And I know that just encourages others that, I mean, God really, really does want to see us prosper and grow and multiply and improve. And he really does honor his word. God honors his word in our lives. So, thank you for that. And I just speak the blessings of God to continue to be manifested, and that the word will just continue to grow and multiply in your life and over your precious family.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I love you and thank you for this sharing that. I'm honored and blessed. I'm just humbled, very humbled by your words and Joyce's. I just am humbled. I'm so grateful that God still continues to see fit to use me. I'm happy about it.
Amen.
So, okay. God bless you, Helena. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. I love you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God. Okay, here we go. Area code 501. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Area code 501.
I'm sorry, this is Daniel. Hello, I had you on mute. I'm sorry, this is Daniel.
Okay, Danielle?
Daniel.
Or Dan. I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting like an echo in your, are you on speaker? Hello? Uh-oh, I think we're having technical difficulties. Maybe they will. Okay. In fact, I lost that call, so maybe they're going to call back and we'll be able to, 501 area code, call back and hopefully we'll get you this time. Okay, area code 904, you're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Rebecca Snipes.
Rebecca, hi there.
Hi.
Are you calling from Florida?
No, actually, that's an incognito cell number. I'm about 50 miles east of Asheville, North Carolina.
So you're in North Carolina. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I kind of, every once in a while, I'll recognize different area codes, you know, to whatever state, you know, they're in or country. And I begin to recognize that. I'm like, oh, 904, I think that's Jacksonville, Florida. We've had several calls from there. But, okay, so you're from out there in North Carolina. Praise God.
Yes.
Well, Rebecca,
yes,
thank you for calling in. And what would you like to say, or did you need a prayer? Do you have a prayer request? Or?
Well, actually, I'm so thankful that I found you. And I feel like today that you opened up a treasure chest and dug out gold nuggets. What everything you said is so crucial for this time and this season in the body of Christ. But I'll be short with this. I was in the hospital a couple years ago on my back for over a month, then in the nursing home for over a month. And the main things that you said today that I found to be true is you've got to find a scripture. You've got to find what pertains to your situation at your second, at your moment of life, and stand on those words and those words over yourself to survive.
Yeah.
And the life that's in those words brings survival to us. And when you're on your back like that, the only thing you can do really is to praise God. Even if you can't open your mouth or you're in a coma, you can still praise God. And if you're able to speak or even think or have a Bible, to have the treasured words of God and speak those forth over yourself, because as you said, those are life. There's life. Those words are alive. They'll never die. And the Word of God lives forever. And as we speak it over us, it will be life.
That's right.
And so everything you said has brought, it's going to bring restoration. This, as you said, is going to be a time of restoration this year, prophetically.
Right.
And so it's exciting that you are bringing this forth to the people that really need to hear it. And to just reinforce what God wants done in this season in the body of Christ, be restored and be restored by His Word. And so
yes,
I won't take up a lot of your time now, but I really appreciate your ministry. And everything
you
said today really just brought life to me, and I appreciate you so much.
Praise God. And how did you come across my program? Did you find out by Facebook, or did you were looking
yes,
up words, or you did on
well,
Facebook?
Well, actually, I did find it. I found it by Facebook. And,
well, praise God! I always like to hear the avenues in which people hear, you know, about the program. And well, praise God! And I'm so grateful that the Word is sustaining you, Rebecca, and preserving you and keeping you, and thank you for sharing that. I can just so feel your heart. I've got tears in my eyes. Literally, my eyes are watered, because I can feel the life and spirit of His Word in which you are speaking. And so God bless you richly, and I just pray for your continual restoration in those areas that you have put before the Lord as you heard the Word today. And I just am in agreement, and praise God, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you again and hear some wonderful praise reports. Okay, and I know others are encouraged too, so thank you so much, Rebecca, and I love you.
Love you too, Diane, and appreciate everything you're doing in the body of Christ, and we need you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my, what a blessing. Okay, we're going to come here to, 501. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened. It's Daniel again.
Okay, Daniel, and where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
Okay. Good old Arkansas. So, Daniel, what's on your heart today?
Well, you know, I still got over semi over a cold I had gotten last week, and my wife warned me about going to certain areas and touching my face. I'm bad with that, touching my face, and, you know, and I got sick because I was hard-headed. But, you know, thank God for a healing God. So,
yes.
My prayer was, you know, I was like you. I mean, I ain't claiming the sickness. I'm healed in his name by his stripes. And I feel better today than I did yesterday. But you know what? The one thing the devil said to me yesterday, he said, "Why don't you call me in for sick at work?" And I'm like, "No, I need the money." And it's not just a money issue, that it's in me to work to provide for my family. And I went to work. You know, I worked for FedEx. And I delivered packages.
Uh-huh.
And I got 100%, which means everything I delivered off my truck was delivered. Nothing
wow.
wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I gave God 100% excellent, because the word of the Lord says, "Work unto God." You know, I'm gonna get this right. But work as if God is your employer, right? Something like that. You know, I messed the scripture all up, but I gave not only my employer, but I gave God 100% of me. Even though I was sick as a dog yesterday, you know, just coughing up stuff, and then goes like just coughing up. But I persevered my sickness to give God 100%. That's what we should do every day. Give God our best. Because you never know when our last day on earth will be. You know, God can cause harm at any time. And God's going to ask us, "What did you do with your life that I gave to you on earth?" You know, it ain't about money, biggest houses, biggest cars, clothes. It's all about what you do with my son as I gave him to you.
Right. That's right. And you were doing it as the word says, to everything that you do it as unto God. We really are employed by him, but that is just a wonderful praise report to hear. And sometimes when in the midst of your sickness and, you know, ailments, and sometimes when you just step on out, then God gives you that grace and you're able to do what you could not do on your own. And so that's a wonderful testimony to hear. And now, is there anything in particular that you want me to be in agreement with you about?
Yes.
Okay.
We're moving to Virginia, to Lynchburg, Virginia, and she already has a job lined up. I've been looking, but I don't see any doors opening in my favor just yet. And I'm believing God for employment, because the worst thing you can do is leave a job and go somewhere else unemployed, which is not really denying my faith, but it's just common sense. You know, God gave us sense to use wisely.
Right.
So I'm believing God for a new position, either with FedEx Now or another job in the new area that we're moving to. And
everywhere, so.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And if not with FedEx, with somebody else. So.
Okay. Well, let me pray and be in agreement. And I've got like three more callers. We've got like about 14 minutes here left on the program. I love your spirit and your enthusiasm and your excitement. And I know others can just feel that, and your compassion for God and the things of God. And that's just such a blessing to hear, you know, and on the air. It's beautiful. But Father, I just lift Daniel up to you and his family. Father God, as they're making that move from Arkansas to Virginia, Father God, I thank you for clearing the pathway, for everything coming into alignment and coming into place, line upon line, precept upon precept, and step by step. Father God, I thank you for your perfect will in his employment. Father God, if there's another position for him with FedEx, or if you have just a total new place for him, Father God, let your perfect will be manifested on his behalf, Lord God, on his behalf and for his family. And Father, thank you for just the love of God that's in his heart, Lord God, that is so apparent, Father God, and just hearing him talk about you and the things about you, just his enthusiasm. Father, let that zeal keep on growing. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the doors that you will open up to him beginning this week, Father God, as he continues on loving you, serving you, and just being obedient. Father, thank you for showing him yesterday how much greater you are in him than the sickness, the coughing, and the things that he was struggling with. And Father, I ask you right now even to release your healing virtue in his body, Father God, because Daniel is already healed. And so, Father, I thank you for a completed manifestation of your healing in his body as well. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost today. God is good. He's so good. Well, Daniel, thank you for calling in, and please call again. And how did you find out about the radio program?
Just brought him through Blog Talk show website.
Oh, just Blog Talk? Okay. Well, praise God. That's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to be looking forward to hearing from you and hearing praise reports about your move and your job. And I know
okay.
others will be waiting to hear, too. Okay. Remain blessed.
All right. Thank you, too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Praise God. That's awesome. Okay. We've got about 10 minutes here. Okay. This is area code 973. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hello, Apostle 9. This is Elaine. How are you today?
Well, hi, Elaine. I am blessed. How are you?
I'm good. I just,
awesome.
I'll make it quick because I know you got other people on the line. But just a half hour before your show, I was just sitting down and I was, you know, talking to God, and I was like, God, your word says, you know, by Jesus' stripes we are healed. So I am healed. But then there was a question in my spirit, and it was like, but God, so then why aren't some people healed? Why aren't, you know, why am I not
uh-huh.
healed? You know, where's my healing? You said I'm healed. And he said, because the devil
mm-hmm.
steals it. The devil, and I was like, wow. And then here you open the show talking about the healing, and the healing is in, it's in you. The power to heal was in you. And
yeah.
Because I was like, okay, the devil steals us. That means the devil, it has to be taken back from the devil. And then you finished the program talking about the recompense, and part of the recompense was the healing.
Yes.
Where he's going to recompense.
Yes.
And
yes,
so I just
ma'am.
Thought... Isn't that something? I was just, you know, speaking to God about, and I was like, you know, because you know, you do. You're like, okay, God, I believe your word, so I know by your stripes I am healed. So where is that? What has happened to my healing? And the devil steals it. He's a thief. He steals, kills, and destroys. And and then I wanted to also say, you had said, I don't have migraines, but for the last 2 weeks, I've had the veins in the back of my neck on both sides of my back of my head have been like I didn't know what was going on, and
mm-hmm.
and so I received that. I received that healing because I didn't know what it was, and
well,
but it was
God.
Yeah, yes, so I received that. And
last
thing, I just wanted prayer for provision to move.
Okay. Okay. Prayer for provision. Okay. And one thing I want to respond to is that, and of course I never like to give the devil any credit for anything, but the devil, he sickness and disease, affliction, I mean, I could go down the list. We could go into the Word of God and in different places and get all of the things. And those are like, they're his gifts to us. God has gifts to us that he gives us, but the enemy, he likes to give us gifts too.
Mm.
And, yeah, because he, you know, the Bible says he's crafty and he's cunning. And so we always have to be sober and vigilant. We have to be just very sober and to know. And so sometimes we come into agreement. Sometimes we can come into agreement with something that we feel in our body or something that we think we're, you know, be starting to come down with. And and sometimes it's if people will ask the Holy Spirit to quicken them. Oh, I got to hurry. If people, I just looked up at how much time we had. People have to realize that if you've asked God to, you know, to cause you to rise up as an intercessor, to be one that prays, not everything that you feel in your body necessarily is because it's something that the devil's giving to you.
Okay.
And so it could be that place, you know, as a prayer warrior, as an intercessor, and you're standing in the gap. So one thing that helped me, and I think this will help you, I think this will help a lot of people listening today or whenever they're listening to the program, when you also, it's not just speaking the word, you know, you speak the word, but when you go into that place of prayer, if you've asked the Lord to let you rise up as an intercessor, you want to be a prayer warrior, you want to step out and stand in the gap, be a repairer of the breach, be a, you know, have that ministry of reconciliation, if you want to be that one standing in the gap, then sometimes what you do and ask the Holy Spirit to quicken you so that you don't receive what the enemy is trying to give you. If he comes to give that, to give it to you, but God is letting you, he's using you so that you can pray for someone.
Okay.
I know that's a little, I mean, sometimes you can experience things, but it's because it's part of that intercessory, because I know I have a lot of intercessors that listen to the program as well. And so, you know, a lot of times my thing is, Lord, I don't know who's suffering with this, who's going through this right now, but Father, I just stand in the gap for them, and I speak healing into their body. I speak to that pain in their abdomen, or I speak to their ankle, you know, whatever it is. And then sometimes you'll find that when you get through praying that it's not there anymore.
And, okay.
And so, but the enemy wants to be there to give it to you, because those are the things that he gives. They're gifts that he gives. And it's like, no, thank you. We don't want any of your gifts. So take that back to the pit of hell. And so this is going to help someone who has been crying out to the Lord, because as you develop in that place of having compassion for others, and as you really start praying for souls, then you're going to encounter that, you know, and find that. But some people have asked for that not knowing that it's, you know, the Spirit of God that's moved them into that place. And, like, sometimes you can feel really sad. Because the Holy Spirit's quickening this to me right now. You can feel really sad and think that you're sad about something and depressed about something, but it's not really you. It's the Spirit of God moving on you to pray, to stand for someone. And this is what's going to change the nation, is prayer.
Okay.
It's, you know, one person being changed at a time. And so that's kind of, I mean, I kind of expanded on that a little bit. And so I just want to encourage everyone that not everything that you feel in your body is necessarily something that the enemy's putting on you. So don't receive it as yours, as that it's something that you have, because the minute you receive it is, you know, when he has the authority to manifest it. So, okay.
Okay.
But moving on. Okay. And so let me pray for that provision for you. And so, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for, first of all, for just blessing Elaine, Father, for just sharing her heart 30 minutes for the program and what you were speaking, Lord God, and what you were manifesting to her spirit and her soul. Father, thank you for just, you give people affirmation. You give us affirmation. You give us the that confirmation, even though we're not really looking for confirmation, you still confirmed your word. So, Father, thank you for blessing your daughter today. Father, thank you for supernatural provision, Father God, for the move that is in her heart to make. Lord God, I thank you that as she sees the vision of where you're taking her and how you're leading her and the purpose and what you're doing, Father, I thank you that provision always follows the vision in our life. Father, that you always give us and provide for us as we walk in the vision that you put in our hearts as you as we see that vision, Father, in what you are doing in our lives. So, Father, I release the provision for the vision in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Okay, well, thank you for calling
thank
in and
blessed.
Sharing that. That's such a blessing to hear that always.
Yes,
and I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Elaine. Bye. Okay, last caller. And let's see. I'm so sorry. There's not much time. Okay, and this is another 216, and then the first number is 8. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Apostle Diane. This is Gwen. How you doing?
Hi, Gwen. I am blessed. How are you?
I am good. I have not been on the line. I had did when Morris Sorello called that world prayer for the nations.
Uh-huh.
We were on at noon on Wednesdays and facilitating, you know, with the prayer. And then I had a project, a large project at my church. So I'm back on board.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
I want
right.
to thank you for what the word you gave today and the 8 things, the restoration and restoring, you know,
yes.
health, life, sight, hearing, you know,
amen.
All of that. And I, like Joyce has said, 8 is a rest, is a new beginnings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and 58, you know, God has given me somehow that 5, a grace,
uh-huh.
and 5 and 8.
Yeah.
So it's a time of I just want to stay in God's rest. And in the glory
yes.
of God, you know. So,
yes.
like I said, I'm back on board. And, I called today, and my daughter was here because I had I had to go to the hospital and have some things done. But what I don't
mm-hmm.
want to do is, I said, God, I need to hear from you, and I call. What I don't want to do is come in agreement with anything. But I like to know what's going on so I know how to pray against it.
Right.
You know what? You know what I mean? You know, you don't want. I don't want to. So many years, I groped in the dark because I didn't know
uh-huh.
what was what. So I was asking God to reveal it, what's hidden, to reveal it, to heal it,
okay.
and that's where I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
Just pray and speak over that over you. And I think that's probably a cry in everyone's heart is to be able to see. And because it's not enough to just know that something is dark or, you
mm-hmm.
know, that something is wrong. It's, you know, even though you may feel it and you may know it, there's nothing that's
right.
accomplished in that. It's not until you see it clearly and then
yes.
you speak to it. You speak
yes.
to the darkness.
Take
and
authority.
Tell it to live.
Yes.
You
mm-hmm.
you speak to it, and that's part of the restoration of authority, because a lot of people in the sight people used to see, and now they don't because of circumstances and this and that. But anyway, let me just pray that over you, Father. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you have given Gwen eyes to see, Father God, that you quicken her by her spirit. And, Father God, thank you that your words in her are life and spirit, and that the word of God gives her discernment, Father God, to know the darkness, to see the darkness, to know it, and to be able to call it. Father, if she's to call it out in by name or whatever it might be, Father God, that is not in alignment with your word, Father, thank you that she has the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And that she doesn't just know that something is wrong or dark or off, but Father God, that she knows what it is because she has that discernment and she speaks to it and it's gone. Father, just as you said in your word, to speak to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, never to be. Father, I thank you that that same authority that you've given to Gwen, and Father God, that she's moving in that as a prayer warrior, as one with her sword out. She's got a sword in her hand, and she's working with one hand and building with the other hand your kingdom. So, Father, I just give you the glory and honor for that and for your daughter and what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know what, Gwen? That is something, what you've said, and then our, for through with our time. That is one thing, is that situations, people have lost that zeal and that ardency and that fervor. And so the prayers, the Bible says that it's the prayers of an effectual, fervent man that availeth much. And so many through circumstances that have been mocked, their faith has been mocked, and they've been weak and wanted to give up, and so forth, have not had fervent, effectual prayers that are availing. And that's no condemnation or anything, because everyone at some point in time in their life, and more than once in their life, you get to that place to where you just, it's a wilderness. It's a place in the wilderness, but God is restoring.
Yes.
You know, he's restoring that authority and the fight that some used to have in them. And it's fighting the good fight of faith. And it's not that we're supposed to go around. God didn't say to go to fight the devil, because hey, he's already destroyed.
Defeated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And defeated. He's not just defeated, he's destroyed.
Destroyed, okay.
His power has been destroyed.
Yeah.
Because Jesus went and he took the keys and he destroyed. He's defeated and destroyed. And I'm just quickened to this. I'm going to share this because I'm quickened to it, and I've shared it many times. But our little granddaughter, one of our granddaughters, our oldest granddaughter, when she was around five, or no, she was around six, because our other granddaughter was around three, we'd gone to a movie, a little, you know, G-rated cartoon movie, real cute little movie, but we're sitting in the movie, and it's packed. I mean, kids, I mean, it's just packed solid. And I remember hearing my granddaughter whisper. She's kind of leaned over to the side the other way, and I thought she was talking to a little girl in the movie. But on our way home from the movies, she looked at me. My husband was driving, and, of course, you know, I was sitting there in the front seat, and she said, Nana, she said, the devil came tonight in the movies and brushed up against my leg and tried to scare
me.
And I said, really? I said, well, sweetheart, what did you do? I said, you didn't tell Nana. I said, what did you do? She goes, well, I leaned over there. And that's what she was doing. I thought she was talking to the little girl next to her. She leaned over and she said, devil, she said, you were defeated before I was ever born. And then she said, and then Nana, I told that devil, I said, no, you were destroyed before I was ever in my mommy's womb. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You know, the knowledge that she had, it's like she first told him that he was defeated.
And then
she said, no, you're not just defeated. You're destroyed. You were destroyed. Keys were taken from you. And so, you know, I hope that encourages everyone. I know some of y'all, you've heard me share that many times throughout the past 5 years of my radio program here. But a little child, you know, she had that revelation knowledge. And you know what? She wasn't scared anymore. And I could share more stories about that. But, yes, he's destroyed. The Bible says that the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, the anointing of God, it destroys. It doesn't say it breaks. When something breaks, you can put it back together. So a lot of people have been declaring that the anointing breaks. Well, it destroys. It says that the anointing of God destroys the yoke of bondage and lifts the burden. When something's destroyed, it no longer has any substance or it's nothing. All the devil can do is he can roar, but he's toothless.
Wow.
He doesn't have any teeth. He can just he can just gnaw stuff, but he cannot. He has no authority. So anyway, okay, y'all, we are way past the time. But Gwen, thank you for calling
you
in today, and praise God. And I look forward to hearing from you again. I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Praise God. So, okay, we did pretty good. That's just my new thing this year. It's just I cannot be going over on my time. But I love each and every one of you. And praise God for what he has done today, what he has imparted, what he has spoken, the impartation, the information. I look forward to being back with you again next week on February the 11th. And I bet you can't guess what we're going to be talking about next week. That's right. You thought right. The love of God. The love of God is so amazing, so great. And the love of God is the only way that we can walk in faith. Faith operates in and through love. That's why we've got to pursue his love, walk in his love, manifest his love, because faith operates by love. It works, it's activated by in our hearts. Okay, well, I love you. It was wonderful talking to everybody today, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Tell somebody about Dove Ministries of Love. Until next week, I love you. Go forth in God's glory and his power, and always have a heart of thanksgiving in prayer. Okay. Bye-bye.